Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey guys, I see I'm having a little fun with this thing right now. I don't know what the heck happened, but we just dropped service. Over the weekend we had a great time out there. It's worthwhile going to Florida if nobody went. I'm gonna have a report for you guys a little bit. I got a few guys coming on. Hopefully Jason Copperhead comes in, like supposed to. To me, he really was the one that shined the most out of everybody that day. He made me a believer, I'll tell you that, because honestly, I went with Dexter and everything on the first race, and he was something. He did his thing. I got to give him credit all the way around, and I bet with him after that. After he made me a believer, that's all I can tell you. I'm going to try to get hold to one more thing, because they wanted me to make sure I get everybody on these lines, because we do got a couple things that we got to talk about. We got some things that if you guys haven't seen, maybe you should be aware of it so you can see how far the grudge game has came and how far it's going. So I just got to make sure. So I'm going to hold on 1 second, you guys, because I got to put this other show on. I'm pulling in part of Pro Stocks line in there, too, because they all want to get on one accord on everything going on. Also, I have a guy from North Carolina, Big Tower, and Kane and all the rest, Chris Bates, the whole crew, they all wanted to come and they wanted to see if they can lock in some races. They asked for a few races, which there is a couple races out. I will be posting the races next week. I'm just getting everything ready because I want to make sure the fly is right and everything before I do it, so everybody knows what's going on. We got quite a bit of races going on, so it's going to be interesting. But hold on 1 second. I'm just going to make sure I open up one mic first because I do see they got their hand up. I'm going to make sure they get in. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I just let you guys know anyhow. I'll let you keep it talking. Yesterday, I would have had the show on yesterday. Everybody knows we had a little problem trying to get on the plane over there Monday. Monday morning, went to go get to the plane. We're 10 seconds behind, and they just closed the door. But anybody knows they don't open the door back up. There was like 20 of us. There was like 20 of us to get on the plane. Sitting there, okay. We waiting, and we couldn't get on the plane. So they wouldn't open the door up, which I have no idea what the whole situation was. But we know a lot of guys that were on the plane. Maybe it wasn't good. It was something good that happened that we didn't get on the plane, those 20 people. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Hopefully I can get Lance Thomas on here and tell you too. Or Frank Brown.
Wow.
They had the whole crew. They got on the plane. They were headed home. They went to try to land. They were headed down. And I guess they turned on, deceleration. And just like they're putting a brake on, you guys can feel it when you're in the plane. Well, the motor shut off. Plane was
headed
down.
I would have had a heart attack
right
there.
That's what I'm saying. And it just so happened at the last minute that I guess it kicked back in. And he tried to pull it back up. And he got it up, but, he went to go try to land again. The next thing, he shot off the runway. I guess all the turbulence or whatever, too much over here, and they were trying to land it. And they went through hell. He said, on the last if we don't make it this time, we don't do it this time, we're going to have to go to Pittsburgh if we have enough fuel. That's what he said on the radio. Well, just let you know, man, if you hear – you hear some of that stuff that happened, and I said to him all of us, with that extra weight with us in it, who knows what might would have happened. And my luggage was on. Yeah, my luggage was on already, headed out. I had no luggage, so I had to turn around and stay another night, go rent a car, go get a room.
Well, you made it in the casino, so.
No, I lost everything because, at the last minute when you got to buy them tickets over. It is not cheap.
Oh, y'all had to pay for that.
Yeah. And you want to hear the crazy stuff? We got guys still over there. How about that? Some guys had to stay over because the tickets, the way it was, everything was booked.
Oh, and you got another room.
Yeah, and a room. Car, the whole bit. Well, I know I had to pay
that's
for
crazy.
My wife also because she was with me. Well, I know
that's
what brother Damien it. Yeah, Junie's brother, Damien, they're there till Monday. Fly Frontier, if you fly Frontier, they don't fly every day out of Florida. Mm. And then you got to make sure you wait for the next flight that's going to be got room in it. Unless you turn around and go somewhere else and book a flight for somebody else's thing. But I could have turned around and went the other way, but instead I wanted to get home, so I had to go for that one day.
Yeah, you
got to
do what you
got to
do.
Yeah, when you look at them flights for that one day, you have a heart attack. That's all I can tell you. The prices is not the same.
Yeah, when you travel certain things, you gotta make reservations, plans.
Mm-hmm. When that happened, it kind of hurt me. But, as long as we got back safe, and I said to myself, but the problem was, I could have turned the show on yesterday, but, man, my head was so shot, man. I was blur vision. I didn't have my medicine for the whole day. When I tell you, it was rough. When I got home, it was I just wasn't there. I didn't have the body. I didn't have the reason why I didn't turn. Yeah, it was
explanation like that. Things happen.
Well, I just figured I know a lot of guys, wonder why you turn the show on, but I just didn't have, if I had the medicine, I could have turned it on, but I just didn't have the power. I'm just going to tell you this like it was.
Yeah, I've been through a lot. I still would have been in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm just telling you straight out. When I got off back, I said, man, I said, boy, as soon as we got to the airport, we had to run down there, go get my medicine, take it, and just sit there and let my son turn around and take me home. And I said, man, heck with this. I don't know. My head feel like I'm gonna pop. I got to wait.
Wow. And them who was on that plane, I know they kissed the ground when they got back on land.
Yeah. Well, Lance said he ain't never flying again. He said it took 15 years off his life. He ain't never flying again.
Yeah.
I can only, we can laugh at it now. We can laugh at it now, but honestly, all due respect, I can only imagine what the guys that was on the plane when it started to go down.
I don't even want to imagine it.
And I know the guys, you know, that was on it, that, like Frank and all of them. I mean, we can laugh at it now, but man, that right there could have been a movie.
So yeah, we had a big argument the other day at the job, right? They talking about in every man there's a piece of woman, right? So I was one that didn't believe it, but I guess if it was any time a man had parts of a woman, it was then.
I can tell you that I heard what Lance did. Lance just got on that phone right away and called his wife. And he said, he'll tell you. And, I mean, it's funny now, but, you know, we can laugh at it.
I don't know what that is. I know what that ought to do.
That being said, something like that, you know, you never know what might happen. So I'm gonna try to get this thing on because I wanted to make sure because I know they wanted to merge in, and
okay,
there's a lot of stuff that these guys got to talk about, and I'll say it right now. So if anybody want to talk about it, I'll keep you guys on the line right now until I get these guys on. But I'll tell you.
All right, I'm on mute.
The grudge game. No, I want you to keep it going in case somebody talk. I'm gonna hit the one button with it, let anybody come in. The grudge game they say is dead, right? Am I right?
That's what they say.
Okay. Now, did you look at what IHRA put out? Have you seen it?
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it?
No, what they say.
Now, you know they all about pro stock and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? In all steel, no time, grudge class.
What's fine? Because I don't know what
that's
there.
That's what they're having now?
They are having that now.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I'm going to say this here, and I don't care if they don't like it, whatever. They're talking about, oh, it might be better for us. You know what? It ain't better for now one of us, not one person in the grudge game. Let's just say, I'm going to say it straight out like it is.
Because they ain't going to be a part of it.
They're going to get cut right out. Let me just say why they're going to get cut out. And history repeats itself. Let's just show you this. When we had a chance that there's now you're going to start getting money towards the grudge game, you know, when you start to go get some money towards the grudge game, what happens? You know? You know what I know. Somebody comes through with it and tries to get something. So what happened was, that 484 class, when they first started out, if you ever remember, it was in Virginia. It was $14,500 to win. That's what, and I'll tell you, Scott Gonzalez was the one that won it with the thing. I don't know what happened with this phone, but he's telling me 60 seconds or something. I don't know why. Steam left. I don't know why it went that way, but hold on a second. You guys, let me just make sure I'm getting my son here. Hey, Phil. Phil, was this on so early that it's getting ready to cut off in 60 seconds?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's ready to cut off. Just guys, make sure you guys stay on because I don't know what the heck it keeps saying, like 60 seconds or whatever on this thing. The computer's like screwing up. Anyhow, they went out there and they took the thing over there and they went to get the Wally and then they end up having to pay their own person. They was only really getting $3,000 for a winning thing. Then it got to the big boys where they really had the big money that was getting the class and just knocked everybody out because all this qualifying and all this crap. Meanwhile, it cut all our guys out. They're going to do the same thing with the all-steel. Watch and see what it says. When the guys go over there, we're going to be screwed. Mike, can you still hear me? Yeah, Mike?
Yeah, I hear you.
Still cut off. I was still on.
I hear you.
Okay, yeah, I don't know why it cut off, but it's the on-air thing went off. I'm not going to be able to, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get these guys on line. Keep, and hopefully, I can get the one button on. But anyhow, that's what I'm saying right now. The whole thing is went to a shithole. So now he's going to turn around. Now they're getting this right. Why they want to get it? Because it was an exciting thing and everybody's doing it and everybody wants it. Now suddenly you're seeing sponsors want to come out and, you know, back it. So they ain't going to let the grudge game take it. Why are we going to let the grudge game? Keep the sponsors over our way. And instead of us looking and see something what we have, we let it go. I mean, we didn't let go. Yeah, but you can see what's going on. Since when did they ever consider their grudge? They was always class. Am I right or wrong? It was always class. You didn't have no grudge shit going on in any one of the races. Just like NHRA, calling the guys out, call out, call grudge. You don't call, get the hell out of here. Since when they start doing that? Everything is copying the grudge. But as promoters, as racers, you know, we listen to certain people, and then we get in the short stick, and we saying it's dead. It ain't dead, because they take it, and they revive it, and they making it big. They making the money out. When we first finally get a shot at it, to try to get some sponsorship and get the big money that should be going on, everybody else is letting the thing go. So how many times are we going to keep letting things go? You know, I don't care what nobody say. You know, just like racing, they invented it, like they said. Street outlaws invented the grudge, gambling and stuff. Okay, yeah, okay. We took them. We went on with that. We let that go. We studied letting things go, and they keep saying that, oh, we saying it's dead. Meanwhile, I guess they like it, and they love it. Meanwhile, now, guess what? You had a chance to turn around and get sponsorships. I guarantee you any amount of money. You show me a person, I want to see somebody that's going to go through there and get the sponsorship. Now, you make sure you guys go in there and go look at it really close and read that whole thing. And it tells you. They put grudge. They ain't put class. No time. The clocks will be off. Why all of a sudden they doing it? Why? Turn around and say, we got to do better. As grudge people, we have to do better. You're letting things go, get out of your hand, and you let everybody else profit from them, and you guys ain't doing nothing. You're not. You finally can turn around and get these big purses. Now you're going to turn around and you're letting it go to somebody else. I knew it was coming because everybody kept saying, why can't we run in it? Why can't, you know the reason why they say keep saying that? Because they want their purses, they ain't getting nothing. You ever look at a pro stock when they do, they run their whole thing and see what they win at the end of the day, all that work, how much they get? They don't get nothing bigger as a purse at all. That's why a lot of guys from class is trying to come in and why can't we get in one of those classes? Well, now they took it. So how about that? They're making their own thing. Even though their lights are turned off, but they didn't show times and before. Could have showed times, I don't care, in December. They ain't got no rules about that. They could have showed times in January, whatever. They ain't got to wait a year. Now they took it. The reason why they're taking it because the money is there. Trying to get it. But we can fault ourselves when we letting things go get away from us, saying because we got to be fighting amongst each other how this one got a rule. Oh, the off-field got to be run like this. The other one goes, oh, the off-field got to be run that. Listen, everybody can run it their own way. They've been doing it for a while. There's no way in the world that nobody's got to turn around and say it's a set rule. It's up to whoever, whatever race you go to, they have their own rules. It's just like your house. You have your own rules when you come to your house. And that's all. But then you turn it all back each other. There's no problem with that. But now you just seen, like Sammy had his race, he was doing good with it. He has his all steel glass. Guess what? They looked at it, they're watching. They looked at somebody else. And guess Gordo had his. You had them ones down south, they had all steel glass. Man, we better take part of this quick. Well, they got the sponsorship and they got everything. What did Grudge Game get? That's sitting to your mind, because how much money that could have came into your thing. But you're giving it to somebody else. Now you got to do it with the higher competition. I'm not going to lie to you. And everybody knows, I don't care if you do got the money. Sometimes it's the know-how. Let's be real. You know and I know. I don't care who you are. And you get ready to compete on that level. Hey, if you got the money even to run a funny car, You think you compete with those guys? Nah. It's who you know. Certain people are going to get the best of the best and get something a little bit different. You know, and that's how it is. I don't care if you got the money. Everybody thinks because you got money, you go. I go just as fast as them. Yeah, believe that if you want. You better know somebody. And that's all to it. Because you'd be competitive, you know what I mean, to be the one in there. You know, the way it was before was something different. And that's what took the 44 class out of it. They took it by storm after that. They took over, and, I mean, they spend tons of money just to be the champion. And that's what happened. I just hate to see us lose the things. But I got to try to merge these guys in because they said they wanted to get in. I'm going to try my best to pull them in. And, you know, Christmas is right around the corner and everything. And, man, I just want to say, you know, our prayers with everybody. I'm happy to hear a few people doing better. I saw a tape on there. I got to see Wawa. Man, he's looking great. Keep your prayers for Wawa in there. Keep your prayers for Flex. There's one other person I got to make sure. I know a lot of guys just remember him when we go down south, Malik. He used to be Pit Philly, Fayetteville. He had a little truck, the little Blazer, and now he's got a little Mustang. You know, he's kind of like in need right now. His son is really in bad shape, and I know they're going to be doing a GoFundMe. He was at the wrong place at the right time, you know, like I could say. And there's an innocent person that got shot, got paralyzed from waist down. From chest down, I'm sorry. And it's a lot of bills that's going through. So if anybody wants to, you know, donate towards the GoFundMe to help out our fellow racer, you know, like the beds, the wash table and all that they're trying to get, because the insurances don't pay for anything right now. And it'll take a little while before everything goes through. And I think it's at the end of January when everything starts to kick in. But right now, he's got to keep everything going for his son. So I know they're going to be having a GoFundMe. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's 5 cents, whatever. Just keep him in your prayers just to help out, call in. If you know him, just, you know, say our prayers are with you. If you can't give anything. And just to, you know, give some support towards the guy. And that's Malik. So just remember, you know, he's a good one of ours. Like I said, in the Grudge family is supposed to be Grudge family. I don't care if you got something going on, you don't like that person, whatever, everybody looks out for each other. Just call each other, and even if it's a word to say, a prayer, say something, a good prayer for somebody. It's worth it. Sometimes somebody needs to hear that. So that's why I'm just saying, well, as a Grudge family, we need to stick more together and look out for the ones that's older, you know, or one sick. Look into them, maybe make a phone call to them or whatever. Just tell them I think about you and we love you. Hope you get better. That's all. And if you can't give anything, that's an encouraging word. That's all you need to do. So that's why I want to be out there and just keep it going. I'm going to do something towards Malik a little bit later on. I'm actually going to get some stuff for him going on in March also, because I know that's a sad situation for a kid to be at that young of age. I think he's 17. It's sad to hear that. But we're gonna push with him, and prayers are with you, and we're gonna push with you. So Mike, let me try to get hold to Pro Stock and try to make sure they got their lines on over there, because I think some of them can't get on the radio. I don't know why, for some reason, don't go through. So he's kind of gonna help us out with something on that part, and then I can get everybody else on. Because, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Jason getting ready to do something again for the North versus South. I've seen already, because they got to get that run back. Him and Dexter is already talking about it. They want something over. And Jeff Rogers, that's what I need. Jeff Rogers, you out there, hit the one button, because I got news for you. Let me hit that one button. If you hit that one button, I got to put you in. Where the heck is he? I didn't see him pop up here. I'm hoping he can get in, because I don't know if this computer's. It showed the light shuts right out on me. Hold on. Yeah, Jeff is in here. Let's see what happens. Hey, Jeff.
Joe.
I got you. I got you something. I got you something. I know you said you run a stock board space, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be getting on the phone. Hopefully that I hope so everybody else can still get on this phone. But Antonio Jackson asked me for Zaza versus you. Then I said, stay long as you stand at board space, small block on nitrous. And that's supposed to be standard board space on nitrous. They want, we're going to end up probably locking it out of it for North versus South. So you remember the Zaza, the one I said, I said we got to try him? All right.
Try anybody?
So,
Burrow's got stock board space.
Okay, so we're definitely running him. We're I told him, as long as you stand in board space like that, we say stand in board. We don't care about nothing else, no head, no nothing else. We ain't worrying about that.
Yeah. Ain't worried about the lockup, all deck,
nah.
And all that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, there's three other guys that already told me already, and they told me just make sure. The only reason why they don't want to commit right away because they're still racing. They're racing down towards Florida.
Right.
And it's still warm out there, so they get to race a little bit. But and so that's the whole deal. He says, just give me 2 weeks in advance, 2 weeks before this thing, and they're willing to come up to want to run. They're looking for action. It's quite a bit of them that's out there right now that wants to do it. I actually was talking to Rhodey. Rhodey was out there, and Rhodey says he'll be making it up there for the North versus South. On with the small block on motor for the motor action. Grown folks, he said he's looking for a little action with his car, but he's a big block conventional head on nitrous. So there's a lot of cars that want to come. G-body cars, all metal, all steel. I don't know if you guys know, but Baldy's man, Smoke, he's got a Monte Carlo. He got a 2 Grand Prix. They will be there. They got their cars ready. KJ, he's got his that's the film guy. He's got his little car that he's going to be riding. He's not – he says he's B-League, so I'll just let you know. So they're like – that's what he told me. He said he's B-League. That's what he told me. So I don't know what the B-League mean, but he said he's B-League. So he's going to be out there running. I got like 10 guys coming from Florida. I got a Vega, small block, 23 on turbo, ready to get busy. Tell you what he said. He said, lock in the race, we're going to head get it. So I'm going to tell you, Boogeyman with the truck, willing to lock in. Now, we're going to lock in just before then or whatever. I don't know. Week of, 2 weeks for, a month for, whatever. It doesn't matter. I got to make sure we talk to Boogeyman, make sure he's going to be ready because I know he changed it around some too. This guy used to work with, Phil was working on his car when he was down in Florida, and he was out there playing around with the car. He had the car running. He actually did a couple money runs, and he said he wanted to come. He always wanted to come, so his car is ready. So he's going to be looking for action. So it's a lot of cars that's coming that's looking for action. Street King, he said if he doesn't drive, you'll have somebody driving it. It's no problem, but he'll be there. Everybody know what happened to Street King over the week. He had a bad accident on the street with the street race, and he broke his vertebrae in the neck, his arm. He was pretty bad. So he said, that's it. Never again. He's on the street ever. He's not racing. He's done for the street. So, I mean, it was a life-changing thing. And back of the head, I mean, it hit him really good. Split him open pretty good. But, you know, he was alive. So that's why.
So he was down in Florida. He was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there promoting.
Street King was down there in Florida,
no,
but,
I'm
you know,
about
he wasn't
you.
Racing.
I'm talking about you. You was down there setting all these races up and getting all these people come up at North versus South. You was down there
yeah.
hustling.
No, listen. I call myself trying to go down there and have a good time, too. Don't get me wrong now. I'm going to tell you straight out. I bet with Dexter, Jason Gray went down, couldn't get down the track, right? Friday, Thursday, Friday, couldn't get down. Saturday, that boy made A to B pass like it was not out of this world.
And thank you, Joe.
Dexter was, Dexter was getting down every time. One, two, three. They both go out the trailer. I ain't even get to see the race. How about that? I'm going to show you how bad it was. I'm on the other side because you can't even get in the track. So I'm on the other side at the booth. Dawson had said, I'll bet you, honey. So no problem. We bet. He took off through that gate. All I know is I heard the cars go down. I said, damn, they going down right away? I mean, it might have been one or two cars that might have went down. I don't like racing like that. I'd have had at least let like six cars go down before I go down behind that. And Dexter broke tire loose and everything. And not take away from nobody, but I seen a race, but I seen the top side. Jason Carr was rolling. I'm not taking nothing away from Jason. He was rolling. I walk over to him. He tell you. I said, man, I lost. I ain't gonna lie to you. I lost. All I heard was the top end when you coming through. I said, damn. And he said, you made your believer. I said, shit, you ain't gotta worry about that shit no more. The next bet, Jason coming around, he'll tell you where I was at. Standing right there. I'm betting everybody over in the corner. The last one when he ran Jack Rob, man, they took my money like it was 1, 2, 3. You know? I went on Jason all the rest. I lost the first one. So me myself, honestly tell you the truth, and I'm gonna say it, I don't know a lot of people pick who you want, but if I had to really pick a bad of the week, it would have had to have been Jason because he was the underdog all week. I'm just going to say it just like it is. I would have to have said Jason should have been the bad of the week. I mean, I know everybody say, yeah, Salty Bitch beat him. But what is Salty Bitch? He only beat one car. To me, Jason had to go to Dexter. He had to go to Jack Rob. And he got deposit. Man, Jason went through some shit. All those races, you know, Travis Harvey. I'm standing on there at the car by when they was running Jack Rob, Travis Harvey driving it. And there's no bullshit. The race was already locked in. Everything is all done. The money's up. This man came over there from Jack Rob, said, I got $16,000 more. What y'all want to do? That's exactly how it went down. Put it across the back of Jason's car. Guess what? Everybody bet with Jason. They took. And that was no lie. We started betting with him. We took that 16. They ended up getting that 16, right? Now, Boogie from Donye's camp, dude said, hold a side bet. Boogie had to hold a side bet. $1,000. Boogie bet with it. He said, I'm going with him, too. I said, yeah, I'm going, too. If anybody wanted to get a bet on Jason, it was no problem. That's how much of an underdog everybody was saying it was. And so, basically, that's why I look at it. I had to get props with props to do. Hey, I don't care if I lost on the first one or not. That man went out there and was cool and calm. Everybody can say what they want to say. You know, Jason, he got lucky on this one, got lucky in that. You can say what you want to say. I seen the things out there on Facebook, you know, when he ran Travis Hollywood. I'm going to tell you straight out, you might broke ties loose. Jason moved first. They can say what they want to say. Go pull that back up and look at it. And Jason was a good three-quarters of a car in front when they broke the ties loose. So they're going to have to break up a whole lot. They want to run over. They want to try it again. They didn't want to try it that day, but they want to run over again, I already heard. You know, each one of the cars want to run over. So basically that tells you they feel like Jason's the underdog. They still think they can beat him. But I'll give props to props to do. He did his thing. And, you know, we took the little Vega, and we were the underdogs, and we ran Stay in Your Lane. Dotson bet me. Everybody was betting me on that. I'm not going to lie to you. I took every dollar I had, and I'll tell you, and I let it all go on one race. And that little 23-degree Vega, the little turbo, stayed out in front. That's all I wanted to see. I said, there it goes. But so be it, you know. I mean, it was great. I had fun with everything, and there was a lot of good racing. I know a lot of people said, oh, you guys can forget that. That was not a race. Man, they can say what they want to say. You can call it class, whatever you want to call it. They had a couple of races in there, big tire race. They did their thing. But it was exciting. It was a good-ass race. my hat Baldy. He did a damn good job. So I hear a couple people that bicker, but, you know, you're not even there. The people that was bickering wasn't even there. Let's just say it that way. The people that was there had a great time. I haven't heard nobody say nothing bad about the racing, but you got a couple of people that wasn't there talking about, oh, I'm glad I didn't go, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? You missed a good show. That's all I can tell you. You missed a good show. I didn't go on Sunday, but Friday and Saturday, I was there. I had a great time. And, you know, hey, Jeff, Thursday night, I hit for 1,800. The Caprino in Tampa. Thursday come down there, 1,800.
You the lucky
penny slot.
You the lucky penny slot.
Yeah, that's what, when I went there, that's the first thing I went with. I said, I tell my wife, let's go on to the thing first, you know, meeting goddaughter and everybody there. So that way, we went there. I said, that's it for me. I ain't betting no more. I got the 18. I'm good.
Yeah.
Now I can go ahead. That's how we did it. It was more fun and having fun about it and be, you know, all good. But then I end up had bad luck on Monday. That's when we missed the flight.
No.
I had to pay for it. Yeah. Hey, you guys, I don't know what the heck is going on with this computer, but, man, this thing is clicking up. The whole thing, the screen is going in and out. But, yeah, nah, that was we had that old stupid plane thing, and I'm just – that was the only thing that was a bad weekend for me. Everything else, the racing was good. It was good to see everybody out there. It was perfect. You know, the weather was on the money. It rained a little bit, a little drizzle, but it didn't stop the track. Did not start the track. He had a few little incidents here and there, but it was nothing special, nothing hard. Everything went smooth. But I got to try to see if I can get this guy on, and because I know all those guys are on the line, and they keep clicking, hitting me, texting me, so I got to try to get him in. But hold on 1 second. So we're good, though, to run Zaza, right? Jeff, I just want to make sure before I say anything.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Good, okay.
We're good.
I just want to make sure because Antonio Jackson said, what do you want to run for, 5, 10? I was more probably more like 5, somewhere out of there.
Yeah.
You know.
Make it 10. We can run it.
Make it 10?
That's what he wants
okay.
to do.
Yeah, because that's what they kind of like run for that kind of money. So I'm going to make sure. But hold on a second, you guys. I'm just going to try to see if I can merge this in. Because he definitely told me to make sure I call him. So I'm going to do it right now and see what I can do. Hold on a second.
Get off of here.
All right, everybody. I got Streets and Prospector on the show. They Streets show. A lot of guys were trying to get online. So I know they couldn't get on the 319 number. So I just want to make sure. I know a lot of guys saw the racing this week. If you had to turn around and say, don't get
hey,
me wrong.
You can give everybody. Hey, Joe, I'm sorry. You can just give everybody to the show because we can get as many up to 1,000. On, they can call in just like I'm doing right now. That's the reason you're able to talk because I'm calling in to the show. I'm not on the, you know, the Zoom. I'm on the call. So I'll give everybody the number if you're listening and you might give it to whoever wants to come into the show or sign in themselves. I'll give you the
okay,
number.
Okay, you
want to
go ahead and
get
that number out?
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. The call-in number for the Scrud Show, 305, area code 305. 224-1968. One more time. The call-in number for the Grudge Show. It's the same number for any of the shows that we do. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, or whenever. 305-224-1968. Now, after you get there, they're going to ask you for a show ID. Show ID. All right? You got 10 more numbers. Show ID number, 378-521-3603. 378-521-3603, pound. Don't forget the pound. You know, you're the girl. You got the pound. You got the pound. No, push the pound button. And no, push the pound button. Say your name and push the pound button again. And then you'll be in the queue. You'll hear some little elevated music. It's Long Island Joe singing really in his low voice. But then somebody lets you in the show. Street Club. Cliff will let you in the show. All right, so everybody got it? Any more questions?
And then put your credit card expiration date and your three-card digit in the back, and you in there. Just let us know. Hey, Post-op,
okay.
Why you ain't come to Florida?
Huh?
You ain't got to put no credit card shit in. Stop that dumb shit, Cliff. That's why I get scared.
Yeah,
all
I
the goddamn
no credit list. That was...
God
no
damn. Credit. What'd you say, Joe?
Now, I just want to let everybody know we actually spoke about this thing. I just said something about what happened. Like the people are thinking Grudge Game is dead and everything, and I said you'd be surprised how other people are taking ideas of the Grudge and bringing it over to their organization. And what I just had told them about what's going on is called Real Steel. That's the name of their thing now, their class. A No Time series, Steel or Glass. And this is going on at IHRA. So all this stuff that everybody always talk about, that Grudge is dead, and they, meanwhile they're taking it over to their area and taking it from there. Now, it's a shame that we let everything go and lose it. It's sad.
I was
going to say that. How about that? But meanwhile, are we finally getting a chance to get a sponsorship and get everything, you know, to try to keep stuff for us? They see it. So before you can get it, they said, we better catch it on. If you guys remember when they did the 484, when the 484 got hot over in Grudge, they took it. Tell me what happened to those 484 guys now. Can anybody tell me?
They need a PDRA.
Can anybody answer that? What happened to them? They basically ran them out
PDRA.
And kind of took it. It's basically they get the sponsorships and everything else. Meanwhile, the Grudge Game should have got a chance to get it. Am I wrong? Or you guys ain't catching on to it?
You right, Joe.
And meanwhile, while the IHRA is trying to do this Real Steel shit, and you go to one of their tracks and do real steel against all glass, all steel. You know, that's gonna look real suspect. You know?
Well, it is. You know, they're taking it along and they're running along with stuff, and it's crazy how they run along with stuff. Turn around, I'm just saying just like this. Everybody that's in Real Grudge or believe in Grudge, you got to stick together. I knew it was coming because if you notice, the class guys are trying to get in. The reason why the class guys are trying to get in certain things like that, they see that money situation. Why is the Grudge guys paying more money and getting out more? Now imagine, I'll tell you just like it is. If I didn't have to come out of my pocket, I could still add on some and take the sponsorship money and add on and make that purse even bigger. It's great when you got sponsor money to help you out. Just how much bigger could the purse be? That's my area, what I look at. When we turned around and did that 484 class, and it was called, man, at the time, we were shooting a movie, and that was in Virginia. Now, that's paying for everything, too, but we're shooting a movie. And still got a chance to set off and give those guys $14,500 for the winner, plus tires, plus gas. They had all kinds of other pluses, right? But when they took it over there, how much was it then? Can anybody hit me with that? But they got the grudge. They got the sponsorship. It's funny when you can take money out. Where'd that money go? Everybody always told me they want more and more for themselves, but then meanwhile, they're giving away the stuff. You know, it ain't that easy. It's easy when you got a sponsorship, when you got a big corporation and everything else giving money there. You should be able to make a big class. You should be able to make – everybody should get paid pretty healthy. Honestly, tell you the truth, you should be able to pay up to at least four people at the end of that class. First, second, third, and fourth grade, you know, right there. That's how it should be able to go. Honestly, being real about it. But things don't work that way. And like I said, they'll give you a little crumb, let you taste a little bit, and you could have had a slice of pie. That's our fault. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of people are scared to talk about it, you know. But somebody got to say something. I'm sorry. Somebody needs to say something.
Long Island, it's called resentment. It's called resentment, jealousy, you know, well, and things of that nature, man.
You know, class is class and grudge is grudge. They used to not want to mingle us together, right or wrong. But now you don't call it no time. So let y'all make sure y'all go look at that post and see it. They call it real steel.
Or Joe. Yeah. Joe.
And it's called new all steel. All, and I'm going to tell you, give you this right now. It's called all new ASAG no time series.
Yo,
that's
but listen,
cool.
look what they're doing though. But peep how they're gonna run all of us out of that no steel glass kind of thing. Because now they're saying unlimited blower, unlimited turbos.
Hmm. Yep. Oh,
most
no
of,
doubt.
Most of us run nitrous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll learn fast. We'll find out something. You know, but you hear everybody, oh, no, we could probably get a sponsorship out of it. I want to see who's going to be able to get one. I'll wait.
But how could you capital on that? You couldn't put no, like, a patent on that or anything, Joe?
I think you could have if you had it, but I don't think nobody did. I don't know what – I can't really say – I don't know what Sammy did because I really didn't do all steel or glass, really. And I'll tell everybody how I did it when I did. I gave everybody a shot. Steel or glass, I'll give you a prime example. One year I had Little Mo and them do it, all steel or glass. The first year I had Sammy do it. I think it was Sammy. Let Sammy come on. I let them have their own rules. I didn't want to be no part of it. I let them run it at my show. I turned around and add the money on top of whatever they wanted. That's how I did it. I didn't want to take their thing. So whatever he had going on, I turned around and added on out of my pocket. So if you want to say the person's going to be
doing what everybody, they're doing what everybody else doing. Everybody got all steel, all glass, and everybody got different rules and regulations.
That's what
I read. If you read the rules, if you read the rules, what IHRA is putting up, they just change the name, they change their rules. So it's nothing against that. And then, like I say, if you look at over here in the grudge side, you got seven promoters that run all steel or glass, and all seven of them got different ways that they run it. So seven people could have the same patent with a different name, change one thing, and you got a patent on the thing. Same exact thing, if you really look at it. The thing is, nothing you can do about it. There's no way you can stop these guys.
And you're absolutely right, driver. But hold on, Tim.
Let me ask you a question, okay? We're talking about sponsorship, okay? We're talking about this, we're talking about that. How many people in this phone have their own business?
Say it again.
I got one.
How many people in this phone have their own business?
On the show have their own business?
Yeah.
I got my own business.
Well, you know, I'm going to be the first
Let's just say 100 people. Let's just say 100 people. Do 100 people sponsor anything to do with grudge racing?
Well, that remains
well,
just,
no, they don't. I'm going to tell you, driver. Look, driver, this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you straight out like this. I didn't even have a show for the Cancer Walk this year. And I can tell you, Jeff Rogers on here right now to tell you who was the grudge people that came up and stepped up and sponsored it. He got his people. I got mine. And we raised $9,260 without a show. If we'd have had a show, we'd have raised much more than that. But they were willing to come in. Everybody wanted to pull in and pull towards each other finally. But this is what gets me, is one person can change the whole thing, even though, this, okay, for example, I'll say it. Say it was Pro Stock Joe. You guys have a problem with Pro Stock Joe. But let it have been Joe Blow, somebody else from over there, from IJ or whatever, say something, and he giving less money, y'all are okay with it.
You're 1,000% correct, Joe.
I do not get this. It's sad.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head, you drove it home. You know, and that you are correct. That's the sad part about it. I said it before. One person can say the same thing another person, depends on who that person is. It's cherry pie. But Roger said it, and it's shit on a stick. And that's sad. It really is. And that's what I can say. As long as you feel that way and you keep looking that way, you ain't going to go nowhere.
Yep.
Everybody's fighting against each other.
And that's what I was trying to say.
I know
so now
it's
time.
That's going on right now. And I'm not going to say nothing about it, but believe me, it's going to be a shitty end of March, believe me. It's going to be a shitty end of March.
Why do you say that?
Hey, once again, buddy, what my daddy always said, read the newspaper.
I didn't ask you what you said.
Real closely. I listen to a lot of shit, a lot of these shows. Sit back, I take it in, I listen this, I listen that. You got a lot of events going on, and you got guys passing up your own fucking tracks, going to other people's tracks, other people's events.
Okay, and you know what? Rightfully, I probably would agree with you on that one. But as far as why you said what you just said, if that was the reason for what you said, then all right, so be it. But if you listen at all these shows and all these shows, I'm trying to ride down the highway with you, man. You know what I'm saying?
This
is one thing we got to stop doing, folks. We got to fucking be specific in what we said, because somebody like me, I didn't understand what the fuck you said when you said, come March, it ain't going to be this or that. Listen, it is what everybody makes it, man. And it's a fact.
Okay.
All right,
check this out, okay? Joe always got his show in March. Okay, Galah.
Okay.
Two weeks later, the 30th, you got Dion Kennedy, okay?
Okay.
In Maryland. You got Gigantor in North Carolina.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm hearing is all the DMV, they talking about going to Gigantor show.
They're all on the same date.
The rest.
They're on those guys on the
same
date.
Understand, one's in North Carolina, one's in Maryland, but man, you going to leave your home team hanging to jump on down the highway.
Okay.
2 weeks after that, you're going to Cecil County. You got too much going to be a shit in the March.
Driver, now you explained yourself, and I thank you very much for that, sir. Now I understand your point and your reason for saying that, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate you, buddy. I wish I would have said it first. You know, it just shit that pissed you off. And then, like I said, I understand everybody getting the feeling when somebody else take it, but they ain't taking nothing. We doing what we're doing. We give it to them. Just like we go out here and give certain people spotlights that's not even in this shit. They come down here and want to get in it. It's like with that big-time stuff. That's free damn money. So if you pay attention to these big-time cars, pay attention this year who's coming over here. They're coming over here because they know they got better fucking equipment than what these people got. They know more than what these guys over here got, and they see that it's free money. You go to PDRA, PDRA is not paying that money. PDRA, you got to be there for 4 days instead of coming over here. And you can be there for one day and go home and be with your family. You got to read the books. Even after you open your books.
I agree with what you just said, because it does happen. And the reason why I don't speak on shit like that is because I don't enter those events, because they're not of my interest, so to speak.
But you understand you don't enter them, but if you pay attention to them and things like that, you'll see why and talk with the guys, you'll listen to them. They'll tell you point blank, man, how much time we've got to sit through A, B, C, or D. And if you look at the payouts, you know, yeah, you might get contingency money, but even with the contingency money, you're waiting on that, and that's not a whole bunch of money. But like I said, you're wasting, like I said, 3 to 4 days versus I can go to the creek, get there on Saturday morning, crack ass that night, might got to take home $5,000, and hey, I'm done for the week.
So you like, sound like what you're saying is people like that, they say, fuck it. What kind of shows are going on in the hood that we can go grab some quick money?
Hey, driver. You
know what I'm saying? Hey, that
driver.
Yeah.
Text my phone.
You said what?
Text my phone.
You said catch your phone.
No, text my phone.
You gonna throw it through the phone?
Other word, look at the text he sent you. Other word, look at the text that he sent you.
You see, no, other people reading in the shit that don't know what the fuck they talking about. Just text my phone, man.
What's your damn number?
Oh, shit.
It's right there in the screen, driver. It's on the
718-772.
Hold on 1 second, man. You know damn well I'm shooting. You got me over here. Wait, some shit off my phone.
Hey, Long Island Joe, you still here?
Yeah, we still
have to say, all right, I got 718. What else you got? Joe.
72-6139.
6139.
Yeah.
Hey, just like all this, all steel, all glass, right? Now, the driver door can't have no left-hand windows, right? But they can have it in the front and the back. Y'all tell me?
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, if you read the rules, you can't have left-hand windows on the driver or the passenger doors in that class.
Okay.
So you can only have safety against motors and stuff like that.
All right. Now, what about so many people that come with aluminum floors and got everything else cut out with aluminum floors? You consider that all steel, all glass?
Well,
If you come to all steel, all glass, you know, you got the floor. You got so many people out here got the floor cut out.
Yeah, but some people run tube chassis all steel, all glass. So what are you saying?
Now, believe it or not, I think they're not allowed to run a chassis car.
Mm-mm.
I'm not sure.
No, they can't run
no chassis
car.
Not in the IHRA, but other platforms, you are able to run a fucking tube chassis car and all steel wheel glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess that's legal there, huh?
Yeah, it's just, you know, listen, I'm not really a class guy, a thing. That's why I never did do it. I'm strictly grunge, if you notice how it was. But I know a lot of the guys that was doing something, they asked me, and I would let a class or something entertain while we're there. I can't see it, and I'm going to say it like it is. When you got a lot of grudge racing going on, then you're going to have a problem with the classes because it runs into a point where these guys, some guys may have, say, 3 races, and they got to be in there trying to get it on in the lane. You got to turn around. You got to wait for the class. You got to do this here. And me, myself, any of my races, you know what I say. Grudge race priority. That's the first thing I say. So if there's a grudge race, when I turn around, say it, we already talked about it, it might have to stop right quick because we're going to turn around and we're going to let those 10 cars get it off. And that's what I want. I do not want to be holding people up because they only turn around, they got to be back into the lane an hour, 2 hours later. You can't do it with a whole bunch of classes. It's very hard. You know, you're not going to please everybody. So you just got to sometimes just cut certain things out and just say, okay, we only can have this many. And that's it. I mean, it's been tried. But you know what? Imagine you having a full day. How would you feel if you turn around and you locked in three races and you only can get one race off that day because I had so much other stuff going on? You know? So that's why I always say reservation is priority. I don't want to turn around and do anything wrong. You try your best to help everybody out, but you can't do it all because you can't please everybody. And that's all to it, you know. And now I see it, you know. I don't knock nobody's stuff how they can try to do it. But then the problem is if you try to please everybody, somebody's going to be left out. And so when I turn around,
so
I have a
grudge. Are we going to be doing grudge racing or class racing? Which one?
Well, that's the only reason why I just say I'm doing only a few things to let it keep going to tame when there's some downtime, the classes are still going through, whatever. And that's it. I can't do a whole bunch. I know. I'm not going to lie to you. I got 7 people that came to me about some different classes want to go. And I told them, I can't. When I say I can't, I meant that, you know, I don't want to turn around. I'm not going to promise nobody to be doing nothing like this, that. You know, like they said, all motor class, all this class. You know, we got a whole bunch of classes. I'm not doing that. I can't do it. I'm a strictly, like I said, if it's a grudge event, I'm trying to keep it grudge. I'm not trying to keep it class. I'm not trying to take over nobody else's stuff. And I always do try to help out one or two. Every time I do it out, like I said, if I do an all-steel glass class, everybody knows. I'll say, okay, you want your shot to go and show you what you want to showcase? I'll let you go ahead and showcase it, and I'll put on top of it. We talk ahead of time. I'll put this amount of money on top of your class, and that's it. I can't do everything like that. And nobody's guaranteed. Let's just say this here, and I'll tell everybody as a promoter and everything. You know, you would like, sure, you, it does sound good. You would love to be able to pay, take care of everybody, but there's no way in the world anybody can. So don't let nobody fool you about this crap. Al Boogie is a prime example of what just happened with him. You know, he's thinking that it's going to be made. So it's just like counting your eggs, you know, chickens, whatever you want to say, before they got hatched. But then there were certain things that came to play, whether the weather or whatever. And you call yourself and promise people, boys, you get ready because you're getting ready. They're going to call you a thief and all kinds of stuff. You better make sure, unless you've already got your money ahead of time, what you have to pay out and be done with it. Otherwise, you know, you don't make that count, you're in trouble. And that's what's being real. I mean, they ain't gonna be forgiven for you. So before anything that I turn around and I promise somebody, I know I already got. I'm not going to promise you something that I don't have. So if I got to go on a hole, that's how it's going to be. But the other way, if you turn around and that's the other way, you're calling me, counting on the gate and hope you get there. What happens if you don't have the gate? You can't pay those people and tell everybody, I'm sorry, you don't have the money. So I don't want no part of that. So that's why I'm not promising these guys on something. You know, everybody tells you, oh, well, you're going to get this draw. That many people going to come for this hit class. You can't say that. I'm just saying that, like, if that's the case, why don't they do it? Why don't they do it? That's all. I tell everybody that. It doesn't work that way. You know, so that's the reason why I'm old school. I like to be. I'm the excitement to me is grudge racing. You get your man, I get my man. That's what my excitement is. I'm not taking away from nobody saying that they do the class. That's their excitement. But you notice how many people go running up to the fence when they say grudge race, grudge race. You ever notice that? They can be walking down the thing, down the turn road or whatever, or down the middle aisle or whatever. As soon as somebody say grudge race, everybody running to the fence to go see. I got to see this race. I got to see it. That's because something's at stake. When you're running for that class money, you know, it's just like a bracket man. You know, he cut the hell out of the damn light. Cut the shit out. Put him in a grudge race and he got to put his own money up. See what happens. A lot of people, sometimes they fold their red light. They go to sleep. It's very hard. Ain't too many people you can find that can run a grudge game. A real grudge racer, like I said, you get cowboy in them. You got a guy that turn around and tries to distract you, get in your head. You got another guy talking shit. A real grudge race is very hard.
he got to go. He got to have thick skin. He got to be able to take it, you know. Some of these other guys can't take it, man, the class race, because they can do it when they ain't got no pressure. When they got pressure on them, sometimes they fold. I don't know how many times we done seen that. You know, so, but all in all, there's a lot of stuff that I like. And like I said, you know, we've seen a lot of, hey, let's just say this here. Grudge Game is out there, and like that, what's your 3M's, who was a pro stop? Or y'all can say, what is it now? I know his little saying. Money, math, and mystery. That's a pro stock saying. That's their saying. It is.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know,
money, math, and mystery.
It does take a lot out of you. A guy can throw money all up in your face. Hey, let's be a prime example. Look at Scotty G.
Join the meeting.
Scotty G and them threw, they were doing some, throwing some money out there racing, but one of their guys was over there throwing some fake-ass money. I know you guys seen it. Don't act like you didn't see that fake money sitting there up there. How many people saw that fake money? Don't act like y'all can't talk about it. Cliffy?
You hear me? Yo. I saw it. Cliffy. I saw it.
You see that? You saw all that fake money?
Yeah, but he did that.
Classified.
Yeah, but that there was like a picture of like a promotion. You know,
man,
a promotion for his next show.
Nah. It was before that. I'm just going to tell you something. When they ran the first race, Scotty G, the Sniper in them race, that race was over 20,000. How about that?
Listen,
some
people, but them guys said that fake money was a publicity stunt. It was just made for
right. That might have been a put.
Now,
you
listen,
know what? Everybody's going to clean
something. Listen, I'm not doing no shit like that.
Everybody want to clean something up, but let me just show you something. If a man turn around and I turn around, I'm up there getting ready to run you, I show you a whole bunch of money. You get a little nervous, yo. This motherfucker must have got some good technology. You got a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Right or wrong? You thinking, man, he got money like this. He must have got something. And it gets you second thinking. So basically, that's how I felt that he did. Faking it out and scaring a person. Well, I'm sorry, scaring somebody, you know what I mean? And Sniper didn't scare so easy either. Sniper whooping. Now, at the end of the day, that was a totally different story when he got in that class. In that class, he went and did his thing. But now, they on hand, I don't know if they did or not, but I thought they were supposed to have ran scooting him. Was supposed to have, I think, put up like 2 G's or something like that, but I don't know if it was. But all in all, you know, it's kind of like everybody got the reasons why they do it. It probably maybe was to scare somebody. I don't know. It could have been anything. But, you know, publicity, they say all they want to say. But a man walking around and goes and throwing a big old knot, you know what I mean? First thing in your mind, say, man, he must have got the best of the best. He got it like that. You know what I mean? So you're gonna charge him with it, and you're going to know I'm going to have to be on my game. I'm going to have to cut my light. I'm going to have to do everything. Do everything right. I think that's more what he was trying to play. But, you know, it's hard to say.
No fake money. I wouldn't give a fuck. You still shouldn't have
did it. Listen, I agree with you 100% on that, Cliffy. And the reason why I say about the fake money, because now I'm up there, now my mind is all in my mind every time I get ready to bet him. Is this shit
now
real?
Now I'm going to look at everybody.
Yeah, you know, is this shit real? I got to look at my money now. And the way that money was looking, man, that money looking good, dude.
But you shouldn't have did it. I ain't taking shots at nobody, but you did that shit.
In my mind, I'm a little bit leery now that people will get, and you do have people that in your mind be like, oh, shit, that wasn't real. You know, I seen the blue line and everything. I'm like, okay. I never realized it. I didn't even think of nothing of it. All right, you got the money.
Now they couldn't know where to get it from now. Call Amazon.
What was it, Amazon?
Yeah, that's Amazon. You get it from Amazon.
Now you got people looking. I didn't even know that, Silverhawk. Now you probably got people going to Amazon ordering that shit and they'll be online talking about, I got it. You know, that's not, listen, once again, that was a terrible publicity stunt, that's the word that was used why it was done. Terrible publicity stunt. And I don't care who defends the stunt or the publicity about it, you shouldn't have done it. And please don't do it again, and I hope nobody else does it, because, no, that's not.
Well, I think like this. He could have put it up there, but he could have said, this is different, whatever. For his show.
No, Silver.
No. Let me finish.
No.
Only thing he could have said or put up there or say something like, this is for entertainment purpose. This money is not real.
No.
It's a book show, you know?
No.
People, well.
Listen. No.
A lot of them do it.
Well, Silverhawk, let me ask you a question. Would you ever do it, and how many times have you ever did it?
I don't deal with fake money.
Okay, so why would you condone how he should have done it if you never did it?
Well, put it this way. If you look at a lot of commercials, if some of the commercials had money up there.
Look at commercials. Real is real, baby.
I'm just saying, you don't know if that money's real or not. They probably doing the same thing, too.
All right. Listen. Out of all the years I've been racing, I might have sniffed that scenario maybe once, and this would that would happen with them gentlemen, that would be twice. And this caliber, those stacks, it was one too many stacks. And at one point, I looked at it, I said, is that real or not, bro? I said, what's going on here? And then to find out that it was fraudulent. Okay, I said, well, dang, why would you have the need to do that? And your program has been pretty good prior to that. What's the need for the fraudulent? You know what I'm saying? And that's, I don't even think that's the word, fraudulent. But he should not have. There was no need for it. Your program was all right before that. So
right. I can understand your point of view right there, Cliff. I can understand your point of view. But in this, like you say, in this gloves game, that might have been a bad call of what he did, because now everybody going to be checking their money,
yeah.
Which they've been doing that shit over 20 to 25 years. When I used to go down to Fayetteville, I checked my money. I always check my money, and I know how to check my money, if it's real or not.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's not hard to detect a one stack or a two stack pot, you know. But when you start G-ing it up, where you need both hands. You know, then that's something that's entirely different. You know, seriously, it just in my eyes, it just wasn't needed. It just wasn't needed. And all the excuses, all the reasons in the world could be fought for, but the perception was already put out there. In other words, the damage is done already.
Now, Flip Pro Stock Joe, he's still here? Pro Stock still here?
Yeah, Joe, you're on my phone. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Pro Stock, so you ready to go and order some of that Amazon stuff? And I guess you hit the strip club next week?
Wow. That's a good segue into the parallel right now. You know, people have copied grudge racing so much that you can't even really tell what's real grudge now.
Well, I have one of them guns.
I mean, I can, but most people can't. I can, because I know what I'm looking at, most of us can, but a lot of us can't.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we can go up in the club, you know, one of those guns, you know, I shoot it out like Luke Walker, two live crew. Shoot it all over.
I don't know anything about that. I just know there's a lot of copycats. A lot of copycats trying to get paid off the grudge name.
Oh, man. Yeah. It happens. It's happening. It's sad, but what are we going to do? You know.
Long Island, is your show in effect right now that you merged in with this one? Or are you
For some reason, it shut down. I don't know why. I just seen it because it's saying the blog talk episode and ended on the thing.
I don't know what was going on today, but it was, I guess, normally I'm on Tuesday, so I only have like a, I guess, a half an hour to do this here or whatever. But I just seen, I'm pretty sure it's now. Because I was supposed to get these guys on, King Carolina and all of them, just, and Antonio Jackson, because they wanted to get Zaza and Jeff Rogers locked in. They had a few cars that they're trying to get locked in for North versus South. So I talked to Jeff Rogers. I had him on. I think he might be still here. I'm not sure. But
Well, he had tried to get you earlier. You didn't hear him.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Jeff on here now. Well, I think Jeff's still here. But he said yes, it's a go, we're going to do it. So we're gonna lock that Zaza race in. It's probably whether next week or this week, whatever, but we're going to get them all on, and we definitely got to lock that race in. We're going to do it.
So, Long Island, let me ask you a question. You know, once I put my schedule together after December 25th, and looking at the first venue, which is Gallant North versus South, and from what you just said, am I to understand that your venue is going to be catered more to the grudging and not the classes or any classes per se?
Don't get me wrong. I got a couple, but nothing crazy. I'm not going crazy. I'm really towards the grudge. I'm telling you right now, that's how I am. I'm not trying. I hate to say it, but, you know, I just don't want to be, you know, hurting the grudge game. We got to keep this grudge stuff alive. You know, that's our excitement. That's what we came by. So, I mean, I'm not going to – everybody got their program different. So I'm not mad at what you do. I'm not worried about what you do. But to me, honestly, tell you the truth, I really am grudge. Don't get me wrong. We will have a couple classes, but I will not – I'm really catering towards the grudge. Like I said, grudge priority. It's always – if you know me, I will stop everything. I'm trying to keep my grudge guys first. Round first. I'll tell them ahead of time when they can come in and do it, and then we'll go back to something like that when the class in between. But otherwise, I'm grudge priority. That's what I'm doing. And I back anything. What, you know, don't get me wrong. Whatever you decide, what you do, how you run your program, how your promoter does, whatever he does, that's them. I don't follow everybody else. And it's not taking away from nobody or saying nothing bad. How you run your program, but if you're going to say grudge race, say grudge. If you're going to say class, say class. That's how I look at it. You know, don't take nothing away from the grudge game. Say, you call stuff grudge. No, that's not me. So that's the only thing I'm saying. I want to keep it grudge. I'm keeping the grudge. I don't do the classes. I don't even honestly tell you the truth. When it gets intense time, one of those classes go. I have never ran a class. Never ran a class in North versus South. Not one time. I'll give the opportunity to the ones that did it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be Sammy when he asked, you know, he's talking about doing the grudge. There's all steel or glass. There was no problem. Okay. Then the same thing with the other guy. Well, you never give us a chance from down south. And that was, what's his name, Little Mo. So he ran his. I let each one of them have a chance to run it. Let people see what they like, you know, whatever they wanted. But if I had nothing to do with rules. I had nothing to do with how much they were charging to get, whatever. That was nothing to do with me. I added money on top of the pot. Yes, I did. I can tell you that. That's what I will do. But I don't want to be taking nobody else's program or whatever they started, you know. That's just like me turning around and saying I'm going to make hollow dollars. Well, I'm not taking pro. I'm not doing that. That's pro stock. He had a great idea. I love it. I'll follow.
That was a great example, Long Island. That was a great example.
Yeah. I mean, I would never try to turn around and take that man's thing that he started. And I still say it to this day, you know what I mean? A lot of people can say what they want to say. But, man, I'm happy that pro stock giving something back. I know the whole thing is honestly, when I told pro stock, a lot of times it's, people that just don't like you, period, they're gonna go against you regardless. Whatever you do, something right. They're gonna have something to say. If not anything else, it's gonna be you. So that's all to it. Now if it was somebody else, you know, giving out the hot dogs, and or they either wanted to do it themselves, and they just didn't have the idea to think of it. They just want to figure out a way how they can get it and do it themselves.
A whole bunch of guys said they'll never get in shootouts. Well, guess what? I've seen a whole bunch of them that said they wouldn't get
in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody said shootout bitches and all that, and they was right in there.
Mm-hmm. You're 100% right. You know why? Because they ain't got to worry about their money now.
You know? Oh, yeah. Plus, to say the thing is, whatever the hot thing is, that's what they follow.
Yep. I agree on that.
Just wait for the next, whatever the next trend that's dropped for these days, they just jump on the boat. And like you said, Joe can do this, Joe can do that, and it's a problem. But as soon as somebody else do it, it's not a problem. Somebody go sell them, wrapping them TVs off, everybody gonna buy a motherfucking ticket. He do it, everybody's gonna put out a joke about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, once again, I watch that man sit there and pick a fucking number and tell you plain and simple, do you want the TV or do you want the money? You got an option. You know, and I said, man, let me battle him. Nah, this box won't fit in my mother's car. Who the hell gonna do some shit like that? He ain't that fucking stupid. He might be old, but he ain't stupid. You know? And then the fuck with that man and like that. That was some rotten ass shit, man.
Hey, Robert, you say he old. Suppose I ain't but
he old, but he ain't stupid.
He only in this. Don't let him fool you. He only in this bitch.
Motherfucker, tell me he's 7 years old. I'm going to tell you something. He said he's 7 years old, and I watched this motherfucker run and talk. I said, well, he's a healthy 73-year-old motherfucker. I don't know what he's taking. Because I know motherfuckers have to do.
Nah, he don't believe.